Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Psachim Perik Beis Mishnah Vav. So we spoke about what you need to be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us what we need to be yetzer the mitzvah of marar. By the way, remember we said that there are two mitzvahs asei on Pesach bizman hazeh, the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of eating matzah the first night. What about the mitzvah of eating marar? Is that min ha-Torah or is it midrabanan? Well, when we had the Korban Pesach, it was min ha-Torah. Bizman hazeh, the chiyuv is midrabanan. So Zakta Mishnah, the Elu Yirakos, here are the types of herbs, or grinzeiten, as your Rebbe probably touched it in Cheder when you learned Hilchas Pesach, she'adam yaitzidani dechivasi bepesach, that a person fulfills his chiyuv of Marar and Pesach. They are as follows. Bachazeres. Chazeres, according to most shittas, is lettuce. Question is, what type of lettuce? Ube ulshin. Ulshin is something called endives. It's a green, leafy kind of a vegetable. Uve samcha. Samcha is chrein, or horseradish. Uve charchar vina. That's a type of vine that grows around palm trees. Uve marar. Now, what does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says marar? Yibat Tanura says it's a type of, we'll call kuzbarta, which is very bitter. According to Rashi, it's something called wormwood. The Me'iri holds, and when the Mishnah says the word marar over here, we don't mean a specific vegetable. We mean any bitter herb. But it has to be a bitter herb that has some of the characteristics of the things that are listed in the Mishnah. A greenish color. There may be some other characteristics that the Pais can talk about. But lechatchila, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah Arachayim, Simen Tav Ayin Gimel, Siv Hey, he says that lechatchila, you're supposed to try to use for marar the things listed in the Mishnah in the order of how the Mishnah lists it. In other words, first the lettuce, which some say is romaine lettuce. If you don't have that, then you go on to the next item on the list. In any event, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Yaitzen behen bein lachen ben yevesh. Your yaitza the mitzvah with these things, whether they are lachen. Lachen means moist. Yavish means dry, whether they're moist or dry. Zakta Batanura, we're referring here to the stalks, but the leaves themselves, they have to be fresh. Now what if I take them and I preserve them? Like I soak them in vinegar, or according to some shittas, even just soaking them in water. It's not good. Avol loy chivushin. The word kavush means soaked. Really, kavush means to invade. But it's a term used to describe soaking, because what happens when one army invades another army? It totally takes it over. So soaking means that you take the vegetable and you totally immerse it into a liquid. The liquid takes over the whole vegetable. Veloy shalukin. Shalukin means if it's cooked very thoroughly. As a matter of fact, it's cooked so much that it's kind of reduced to a mush. That's the lashon of the Batanura, mivishalin yoiser midai. It's cooked extra, extra long, atshenemuchem, until it, like, mushes. V'loy mivishal, and it shouldn't even be regularly cooked. See, when you cook it, it loses the bitter taste. Vayitra zakta mishnah, umitztarfin lekezayis. In order to have a kezayis of mar, that's the shear, you don't necessarily have to have one of these things listed. You can use a little bit of this, a little bit of that. If it all adds up to a kazayis, then you're yaitzah the mitzvah of marar. And the Batanura says the same is true for the chameshas minei dagan, for the five types of grain when it comes to matzah. You can have a little bit of chitim, a little bit of sarim, and so on. If it all adds up to a kazayis, you're yaitzah. But getting back to marar. The yaitzin, you are yaitzah, bakelach shalahem. With the stalk. And now we go to the same list that we had before. Ubidmai. That's tefuah that's purchased from an Ama Aretz. Ubamai Sarishan, that's the maisa that goes to the Levi Shinit Lutrimasya, the truma was taken from it. And as we explained in the previous Mishnah, it means only Trumas Meiser. The Levi took off the truma from the Meiser, but the original truma given to the Kaihain. That was never given. Still, your yaitza, because we're talking about a case where the Levi took it before there was a chiyuv to give truma. and that's before it was threshed and stored. Ubemaiser sheni vehegdeshen nivdu, it was redeemed, but he didn't add the chaimish, as we explained in the previous Mishnah. Now, really, the whole chiv to give maiser on vegetables is only midrabana. Min haTorah, you don't have to give maiser on vegetables. But even though it's only a chiv midrabanan, if somebody doesn't do it, let's say it's not demai, but it's real tevil, then he's not yaitza because it still becomes a mitzvah haba biaveira. Okay, quickly chazrin over what we learned in our Mishnah. We have a chiv did morar. Times of the basic Mishnah, we had the carbon pesach, it was midrabanan. Today it's midrabanan. You can be yaitza morar with lettuce, endives, horseradish, charcharvina, which we said is a type of vine that grows around palms, ubimarar. We had different shitas what marar was. Some say it's wormwood. Some say it's a general term that describes different vegetables in this category. We learned, at least in as much as the stalk is concerned, that it makes no difference whether it's moist or dry. But the leaves themselves have to be moist. They can't be soaked, they can't be cooked too hard, or even moderately cooked. We said, although you need a kazayis, it doesn't have to be a whole kazayis from one of these things on the list. It could be a combination, and that's true for matzah as well. We said your yaitza with the stalk, that's the part like underneath the vegetables. We said your yaitza with demai, maiserishin shnitl trumasai, maisersheni vehegdeshen nivdu. And as explained, the main chiddush is, but only with these things. Demai, because it's only a takana in case the amaris didn't take off maisers. The maiserishin shnitl trumasai, even though regular truma wasn't taken, but the maiser, there was no chiv to take regular truma. The maisersheni vehegdeshen nivdu, even though he didn't add the chaymish, but the maiser was redeemed. If, however, it's real tevel, then you're not yaitza, despite the fact that the chiv to separate maisers from vegetables is only midrabanan. It would still be considered a mitzvah haba bi'aveira.